You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Would you say that it could be an improvement?
I mean, no, how do you improve a piece of shit?
Last week, the Department of Corrections announced that it had axed 4 contracts with community organizations providing mental health support services to prison inmates. This comes amidst an internal review of mental health services within the Department of Corrections, leading to these contracts being the next set of public service initiatives to face cuts under the current coalition government. I spoke to T. Lamous, a lecturer in criminology at Te Heringa Waka, Victoria University of Wellington, to discuss these cuts and mental health services for prisoners in general. We also had a discussion about new figures showing that the prison population of Aotearoa had exceeded 10,000 inmates for the first time in 4 years. The Department of Corrections recently announced that it had axed its contracts with 4 community providers supporting prisoners with mental health conditions. Firstly, I'd like to ask you what your reaction is to this and if you think this was a justifiable measure by Corrections.
I think one of the things to really understand about mental health care provision in our prisons is that it is currently inadequate. People are waiting long periods of time to get access to mental health support, and it's really only being offered in, for the most part, the most acute circumstances. So there are a lot of people in prison who are experiencing some form of mental distress, and they're not really getting any meaningful support at all. We've heard from people who have been unable to get access to ACC counselling. So they've been funded from outside of corrections and they haven't been able to get access to their counsellors because of barriers put in place to non-correction staff visiting prison. So there are a lot of issues around access to mental health support in our prison system, and cancelling services and contracts at last minute out of the blue, I can't imagine is particularly helpful. We also saw that there wasn't really any meaningful improvement in funding for those services in the latest budget.
What impacts to inmate well-being and prison reform efforts can we expect as a result of these contracts being cut?
I don't think we can really expect too much at all. We've seen this government, it has been cutting contracts to support services across the board. Corrections is not unique in this. And as a result, we've just seen a cut in services. So Corrections says that they are going to introduce new service providers. We haven't seen that happen very quickly across the board with other instances of government cutting contracts. So I don't have particular faith in the ability of this government, of Corrections, to ensure that there is actual meaningful mental health support for people in prison.
One of the contracts involved, the Improving Mental Health Services contract, had been around since 2017 and provided therapy to more than 4,000 inmates. Would you say that it had any notable impacts in this period of time?
I'm not a psychologist. I can't necessarily assess the specific impact of a specific program. What I can say is that the material conditions that people in prison were experiencing since 2017 have quite seriously deteriorated. So we saw since 2020 access to visitors, access to support programs, meaningful time out of cells, length of time on remand, the rates of violence in prisons, waiting times to see health professionals, all of these things have gotten worse and worse and worse over that time. And I think anyone listening to this program would be able to understand that when the rest of your life is getting worse and worse and worse, your ability to go outside, to have any sense of freedom, being locked in a single cell for 22 to 24 hours a day, all of that worsens a person's mental health. So at best, these programs are most likely to have had a marginal impact, but they absolutely are needed. People are experiencing really inhumane conditions while in prison. They need access to support. So it is worrying to see that support be taken away so suddenly.
So I guess to reiterate what you just said, regardless of the availability of mental health programs, we can't expect any improvements to inmate mental health if the material conditions inside prisons are still quite poor.
I think that is a key bit, right? We need to be looking at, well, how many hundreds of thousands of strip searches are happening every year? What are the rates of violence in our prison? What are the rates of solitary confinement? Are people being locked in their cells with nothing meaningful to do for 22 to 24 hours a day? Where that is happening, and we have the sense that especially around solitary confinement, its use is increasing, I think it's really, really worrying, and we can't expect a counselling session once a month or once every few months to be able to fix what is a really dehumanising treatment.
And how should corrections be investing their resources to ensure that its mental health services and the mental health of inmates are maintained adequately?
Well, I think the primary issue is that we have an overcrowded prison system. Corrections does not have the resources and the staff to humanely detain the number of people who are currently in prison. So they sometimes talk about this as understaffing, we don't have enough staff, but that's not really how I see it. Instead, we should see this as we have got currently not enough staff who can ensure that the number of prisoners that we have can be housed humanely and securely, because the current number of prisons that we've got mean that we are having extended lockdowns in our prisons where people are not getting access to the outside. They're locked in their cells for 22 to 24 hours a day. So from my perspective, I would say the most urgent thing that needs to be happening is actually a reduction in the prison population, particularly amongst our remand prisoners, as a way to address a whole heap of issues that flow on from the fact that our prisons simply have too many people and we do not have enough staff to be able to securely and humanely manage them.
And that ties into the next topic that I was hoping to raise with you, which are recent figures showing that the prison population of Aotearoa has exceeded 10,000 for the first time in 4 years. So I'd like to ask what your reaction is to that and what you think may have caused this increase.
Yeah, it's a damning indictment on our justice system and on our prison system. 10,000 prisoners is absolutely appalling, and we should, as a society, hang our head in shame at the fact that we have put more than 10,000 people in prison in a system that we know doesn't work, that treats people inhumanely, is overcrowded, and we are housing people in inhumane conditions. So I think it's a damning indictment. In terms of what is the cause of it, it's hard to say definitively, but there are some indications of what it is. So in 2014, there was changes to the Bail Act, which made it more likely that people would get locked up in prison when they were awaiting trial. So these are people who haven't been sentenced to imprisonment for the most part, and the majority of people on remand have not even been convicted of anything. So have not been found guilty of anything. And so those changes to the law about 10 years ago saw a really steady increase in the number of people held on remand in prison. And those people, also overwhelmingly people who are experiencing housing insecurity, so homeless people or housing insecure people who ended up in prison because they weren't able to secure an address. So what we ended up doing is putting a whole bunch of homeless and housing insecure people in prison, and that has steadily increased over time. The amount of time that people are spending in prison has increased in part because of delays in the court system. So that's a big part of it. Our remand population used to be about 20% of the prison population. It's now around 40%. Massive increase in the population, in part driven by that. We should expect our prison population to increase quite substantially in the next few years because of the changes this government has put through and is aiming to put through. We're going to have more people locked up for longer periods of time in inhumane, overcrowded conditions. So the actual changes the government has made so far haven't had flow-on effect yet. So if we already think it's bad, 10,000 too many currently, it's only going to get worse once the three strikes bill starts to have an impact, once other sentencing changes that this government is making have flowed through. We're going to see thousands and thousands more people locked up in prison.
And will the Department of Corrections be equipped enough to manage that increase in the prison population?
Well, the current strategy that the Department of Corrections is taking is double bunking, so putting two or more people in a cell, which is, if you can imagine, if you're listening, a cell probably about the size of your bedroom, maybe a bit smaller, and you're double bunked with someone for 22 to 24 hours a day, someone who you don't really particularly want to be around, and there's a toilet in that cell that you're both using, and you're both eating next to the toilet every single day in that cell. That is one of the most likely responses. This government also wants to build two extra mega prisons, so American-style mega prisons where people are locked up for a long periods of time in pretty shitty conditions, and that is part of their solution. But the problem is that neither double bunking nor building more prisons is going to solve this problem. The prison is not an effective way, and I can say this as a criminologist, is not an effective way of responding to harm and to reducing crime. Prisons are factories for producing social harm, and they reproduce violence. We're not helping people for when they get out of prison to be able to lead meaningful lives. And certainly building mega prisons, increasing double bunking, ensuring more people end up in prison, that is not going to keep us safe. That is not going to make us safer. Instead, it's just going to double down on failed policies that aren't working and that are just causing misery.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.